नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीभगवान्
उवाच वरं परिणीतं भद्रं भो यूयं मे नृपनन्दना सौहार्देन पृथग्धर्मास्तः तुष्टोऽहं सौहृदेन वा श्रीभगवान् उवाच The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Since the sons of King Puchini Barhishat were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Puchini Barhishat was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society for Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benedictions to his devotees. As indicated in this verse, we can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Puchini Barhishat. I'm very grateful to be with all of you. Honored with this opportunity, with your time, to try to serve speaking something. Special gratitude to our beloved devotee Nitai's family, Carmen and Jack, brother, Andali, one of our very, very dear devotees, dedicated service. Srila Prabhupada Nitai Prabhu. Passed from this world in a very inconceivable way. And it's really an honor that the family. Nityatita Prabhu's nephew have come all the way here to Sri Mayapur to observe the last rites. Thank you very much. Let us all pray for Nitya's beloved soul. Also, special welcome to Shailesh Bara, who is the chief whip of the British Parliament. Dear friend, who has, I think he's the first member of the Parliament from England that has come to Mayapur. It's very historical. You may whip us any way you like. But Lord Nityananda has his word too. So. And my gratitude to Gopal Bhatta Prabhu and the strategic planning team who have brought so many hundreds of devotees together to share our hearts with each other here in Sri Mayapur. And to Lakshmi Moni Devi, who selected this verse and told me what I should speak on. Mothers are very powerful in this world, whether we're swamis or not. She told me to speak on the subject of unity and diversity among devotees. In this verse, from the fourth canto of the 30th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Activities of the Prachetas, we find the Lord offering his immense pleasure to these devotees for their cooperation with one another in rendering devotional service. The Prachetas are the sons of the great king, Prachinibharishan. In order to prepare them to be leaders, he ordered his sons to go out and perform tapasya. Their tapasya, they actually went to the bottom of the sea to perform austerities together. After receiving the blessings and mantra from Lord Shiva. In a similar way, Srila Prabhupada, who is our father, he asked us to do tapasya in this ocean of the faults of Kali Yuga. Kalera dosami de rajan asti heka mahanguna kirtana deva krishna sya mukta sangha. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. But there's one benediction. Through kirtan, sankirtan, we can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. The two primary faults of Kali is her focus in an all-pervading, all-encompassing, all-powerful way to create quarrel and hypocrisy. So when Srila Prabhupada sent this into the ocean of Kali, the real tapasya is to somehow or other maintain cooperation. Srila Prabhupada told us, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate. Love is not only a sentimental thing. We can chant Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We can build magnificent monuments for him. We can quote his name 100,000 times a day with our words, and that's all very nice. It's beautiful. But Srila Prabhupada told us we could actually show our love for him by how we cooperate for the higher purpose of assisting him in his mission of spreading pure bhakti, Krishna consciousness, all over the world. Srila Prabhupada also told on occasions that when his leaders were having conflict, it would give him great headaches. Our love is to please our beloved founder, Acharya Srila, not cause him headaches. But this is a great challenge. Srila Prabhupada, he told us that united we stand in the service of Krishna. Like a bundle of sticks that is bound by a string, nothing can break it. But individually, each stick can easily be snapped. So Maya's work is to somehow or other impede the progress individually and collectively of our Krishna consciousness. So the first thing she's going to do is to somehow or other break that string. Break that string that keeps us united. Maya, Krishna explains in the Gita, Maya Yakshena Prakriti. Daivi Yeshu Guna Maya, Mama Maya Durati. This Maya is his energy. As Jivatmas, we have no power to resist his energies. But if we surrender, if we take shelter, then Krishna will protect us, inspire us, and empower us. This cooperation is a very, very essential aspect of our surrender, because it's a primary order of our beloved Guru, Srila Prabhupada. There are so many differences we have. I was given this very beautiful garland. Srila Prabhupada gave an example. In fact, it's written on the brochure that was given to all of you. That we are like flowers in this garland. There are different colors, there are different shapes, there are different fragrances. But the flowers are not fighting with one another over who's better. The flowers are not trying to stand in front of each other of who gets more attention or recognition. One flower is not saying, I was born in Mayapur. And you were born next to the railway tracks in Delhi. They're all together. And what keeps them together is the string. The same string that keeps the sticks bound together. And that string is the higher purpose. The higher purpose of our will to please Krishna. Sadhana Siddhya of Haridosha. Whatever our occupation, whatever our ashram, whatever position we may be in, wherever we're from, our success is to the extent we please Krishna. And Srila Krishna is explaining so clearly in this verse, and it has been repeated by our acharyas, this united cooperation and the where we are united on that string to please Guru and Krishna is what will please them. Srila Prabhupada is like the supreme garland maker, Madhavala. He's brought us all together. And he wants to make it a beautiful offering to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made a garland of ecstatic love, Krishna pray, on the string of non-sankirtan. And he came to garland to place that garland on the entire world. That is our mission. That is our challenge, to work together. And if we examine our own body, nature tells us how we're supposed to work together. In Krishna consciousness, as far as hierarchy goes, there's a need for structure, for things to be organized and move forward properly, and to make proper spiritual progress. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained in that beautiful prayer, he began his Ratha Yatra with this prayer. And I'm not a Brahmin Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha Vyas. Our only true identity, Gopi Bharatur Pada Kamalayora Dasa Das Anudas, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And as long as we actually are in that mood, cooperation is possible. If we're not in that mood, cooperation is quite impossible, because we don't have the grace of Krishna with us. Our body, it's not, each organ and limb of the body has a different shape, many have different colors, and altogether different functions. The heart cannot do what the lungs do. The lungs cannot do what the kidneys do. The kidneys cannot do what the anus does. But it's not the heart says, anus, you're just low class. No, heart can't live without the anus. Sorry for being so grotesque, but sometimes that keeps us away. The eyes can't do what the feet do. But it's not the feet, you are low, I am the eyes. Everyone is, every part of the body with all of its differences in every way is working together for the whole body. That is the meaning of Sankirtan. Tatra tishtami narada yatra kanyati madhapta. Krishna tells, you will find me wherever my devotees are gathered together to chant my names and glories. But nothing in Krishna consciousness is superficial. It's with deep substance. Bhakti is a thing not just of the body, but where the body is harmonized with the heart, and the heart is harmonized with the will of Krishna. So when we talk about Sankirtan, which means together, we are together glorifying Krishna by hearing and chanting and doing so many activities. The real Sankirtan is when we come together to chant the holy names with our hearts united on the string of that higher purpose to please Srila Prabhupada. To give that grace to each other and together to the world. That is our strength. And all the differences of our past, of our opinions, of our temperaments, and everything else is a detail. In comparison to that, we should not take them so seriously. But the ego, influenced by Kali, wants us to take these things so seriously. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught these very sacred principles in such incredible ways through his devotees. Here in Mayapur, how he brought devotees with such different backgrounds and temperaments to become the best of friends to spread this sacred diamond flood.
According to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita,
Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat,
one of the main reasons that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world was Sri Advaitacharya was offering puja and prayers for Krishna to appear. And simultaneously in a cave, Sri Bhaktivedanta Thakur was constantly chanting the holy names with the will for Krishna to appear. Advaitacharya and Bhaktivedanta Thakur were the very, very deepest, best of friends. At a time when India was so much ruled over by the caste system, Advaitacharya was the leader, the crest jewel leader of all the most esteemed Brahmin community. And Thakur Haridas was an untouchable who had no caste according to this system. But they were best of friends. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Chaitanya Charitamrita explained, they were together on the bank of the Ganges, embracing each other, weeping tears of ecstasy, raising their arms, and celebrating by chanting the holy name. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was a very pompous person, apparently. He was extremely wealthy, he had a beautiful home. He dressed in elegant silks, jewels and ornaments. He wore costly perfume. He chewed all kinds of expensive spices. He sometimes had people fanning him with chamaras. And Gadadhar Pandit was the simplest, most austere brahmachari. He just wore the most austere clothes. He slept in the simplest way. He had total distaste for materialistic life. But yet, they were like father and son. They were guru, disciple. They were best, dearest friends. Budhimanta Khan was like a multi-millionaire here in Navadvip. And Kolavecha Sridhar was in apparently total poverty. Yet at Srivasangam they were dancing in ecstasy together. Not just physically, Sankirtan, their hearts were united. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled through Jharkhanda, the forest. He really wanted to teach us some good lessons there, some lessons of infinite hope for all of us, whoever we are and whatever our differences may be. He was dancing along the pathway. On one side of him were tigers. On the other side were deer. Now, tiger and deer are the worst enemy, worse than any of us could be. We don't just have different backgrounds and different ideologies and different personalities and different ways of getting things done. Tigers jump on deers and eat them and drink their blood. Sometimes we may have those and this is not just directly, this is for generations it's been going on. Sometimes, you know, somebody did something to one of your forefathers 2,000 years ago and you still hate their descendants for that. That's the way the world works. Well, tigers have been eating deer since time, beginning of creation. So they hate each other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned toward them tearful eyes of compassion, told him, chant the holy names, Haribo. And the tigers began to dance, and the deers began to dance, and in the string of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will to please him, each tiger and deer ran toward each other in the kirtan and embraced. They were weeping tears of love for each other. And this gets pretty esoteric. Each tiger and deer kissed each other. We're speaking Shastra. Now, you don't have to necessarily, you could do it in your heart. They were embracing, they were kissing, they were dancing, they were one, they were united despite their historical differences and their temperaments. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give us hope, he does it in very graphic ways. And we shouldn't see this story as something that is just a miracle from 500 years ago. It is, that is true. But at the same time, with each miracle, inconceivable pastime the Lord performs, he's teaching us that we must follow in the footsteps of these principles, and the same result will be achieved by his mercy. I remember some years ago at our temple in Mumbai, the Gopinath Temple, when they're first starting it. In India, there is, due to a perverted kind of history, there's a lot of very strict hierarchy things. So there was a multi-millionaire who was a devotee. He's dancing in kirtan, and his driver, the person who drives his car, he was dancing in the kirtan. And in the middle of the kirtan, the millionaire and his driver, with tears in their eyes, they embraced and started dancing ecstatically with one another, because in the kirtan, one was not the employer and the employee. They were brothers. They were God brothers in Srila Prabhupada's mission. They loved each other as devotees. And I remember hundreds of people were watching, and everyone was crying. And it's been like that ever since, between them. They still have the same positions, but the love, the respect, based on higher principles. I'd like to tell one very famous but beautiful story of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals his empowered nature to devotees who are willing to cooperate, despite so many differences. Hriday Chaitanya had a disciple named Dukhi Krishna. He sent him to Vrindavan to get educated by Jiva Goswami. Along with him, Lokanath Goswami, his disciple Narottam Das Thakur, was studying, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disciple, Srinivasacharya. They were from different parts of India. They had different gurus. But the thread of that common cause to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought them together. Their gurus were so united that they entrusted, they treated other disciples as their own. Other devotees, other great souls' disciples. And they trusted each other to work together. And interestingly, Narottam Das Thakur, such a great scholar, an empowered person, he was cleaning the urine and the stool for his guru, Lokanath Goswami. And Shyamananda, who used to be Dukhi Krishna, even though he was such a powerful scholar and such an empowered devotee. He spent his whole day with a broom in his hand sweeping the little pathways of Braj Bhumi with a menial servant. And Srinivasacharya would be just helping his Gurudev Gopal Bhatta by cleaning his utensils so his guru could do seva for Sri Radharaman. The unity of all of them, the gurus, the disciples, it was one family. And ultimately, all the gurus together, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Hridaya Chaitanya's blessings, sent their disciples go to publish and distribute the books of Rupa and Sanatana. And with great efforts they did. Major setbacks. The only copy of all the books of the Goswamis who had already left the world was stolen. And they were responsible. So you see, just because we cooperate and we chant our rounds, it doesn't mean things are not going to go wrong. In fact, it means things will go wrong. Because if they don't go wrong, what's the use? What's the use of being in this material world? The material world is a place where things will go wrong so that our Krishna consciousness develops depth and urgency. Eventually, Narottam Das Thakur went to Kheturi, his home. He had already traveled to Navadvip, to Puri, and so many places. And the night he returned, he had a dream. In that dream, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Narottam Das Thakur and told him that in the village of Gopalpur, there's a very wealthy merchant who has silos that are filled with poisonous snakes. I have hidden myself in the form of a deity in one of those silos. Go and get me and install me. And establish a kirtan like no one has ever seen. So Narottam Das Thakur found out about this Brahmin named Vipradas, who is a very wealthy merchant. And he said, I heard you have silos. He said, yes. He said, I want to go in. Vipra said, no. So many venomous snakes are there. They will kill you within seconds. Narottam Das Thakur said, no, I'll go in. He said, I have for years been fighting with these snakes. I have got the best snake charmers and tantrics and chanting their mantras and their tantras and their yantras and their pujas and their mudras and all of these other things. And the more they try to get the snakes out by their mysticism, the louder the snakes hiss. No, you cannot go. Narottam Das Thakur just smiled. This is how fearless. The Lord gave him an order. He walked right in, and all the people of Gopalpur were screaming, no, don't go. Narottam smilingly went right up to the silo, opened the door, and all these snakes started slithering out into the forest. They just went right by him. There were no more snakes. And he went inside and came out with deity of Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his consort. They were shiny metal deities, beautifully ornamented with silks and garlands and jewels. And he carried them. And as he was carrying them, walking, hundreds of people started to follow. They were all chanting the holy names in ecstasy. Narottam Das brought them to his house and placed them on a shelf, a little altar that was made, and for the first time, he gazed upon them. And as he looked at the deity of Lord Gauranga,
Tears flooded from his eyes, his hair stood on end, his limbs trembled in ecstasy, and from his heart, by Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's glance, sprung a kirtan the world had not heard. He sang with such feeling, with such devotion, and began to dance in a way that nobody had ever seen. The demigods were showering flowers. People were mesmerized. And in this way, Narottam Das Thakur's kirtan was established. He was told by the Lord to establish 5 other deities of Radha Krishna also, which he did. He was wondering about the installation. Not long after this, Srinivasacharya was in a nearby village called Budari, and Narottam Das Thakur went to meet him and told him about the deities and said, they both decided together, we will install them on the Falgun Purnima, Gaur Purnima, on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. Lord Chaitanya years ago had disappeared from this world with most of his associates. Right then and there, just to show what their feeling was for each other, Srinivasacharya, who was the leader among them, he personally wrote invitations to everyone they were going to invite. Didn't just hire a press to they're all the same fancy papers. Each one was so personal. From his heart of hearts, appealing to them to come to bless us for this occasion. And then they had over 12 devotees who by foot went to each particular person to deliver the letter that was handwritten for each person. Each letter was unique and special. One of the letters were being sent to the senior most leader of the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya at the time, Janakadevi, who was called Ishwari, the wife and consort of Sri Nityananda. When she received the letter from the hands of a devotee who was, and each devotee was meant to personify the spirit of the letter when they delivered it, and all the beautiful gifts, she decided to go. And so many people followed her. Meanwhile, Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das, this is a very beautiful point. When Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur were together for this, Srinivasacharya's dear most disciple, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he entrusted for the rest of his life to the care of Narottam Das Thakur. That is how they united him. After some days, the three of them together, feeling separation from Shamananda, and then he appeared. And they were making all arrangements for this festival. And it describes how each of them were so loving, so respectful to each other. Like beautiful flowers on the string of the will to please Guru and Krishna. Making accommodations, they were giving personal assistance to everyone that came. They all worked together for the common cause. All the disciples of Shamananda, Narottam Thakur, and Srinivasacharya, one family. And when all the devotees came, they started the festival. It began with an abhishek. Then there was bhoga. Then there was arti. Then Narottam Das Thakur asked all the senior devotees for blessings to begin kirtan. They all showered blessings upon him. Narottam Das Thakur, with his devotees playing instruments, mridangas, kartals, sweet wind instruments, stringed instruments. He began to sing with such devotion. Everyone was so totally united in worshiping the holy name. During kirtan, Krishna, who's not different than this holy name, is the string that's binding us all together. They were chanting so beautifully. Then something happened. Are you ready? Janavadevi stared continuously at Narottam Das Thakur. And through her glance, she infused inconceivable, incomprehensible spiritual power in Narottam Das Thakur's heart. So on the basis of that mercy that he was receiving from Janavadevi, and that was the power of his kirtan. And then Achyutananda, the son of Advaita, and all the other devotees started to embrace him and bless him. And Narottam Das Thakur was taking the dust of the feet of all the devotees. It's not that he was thinking, I am empowered, I am the kirtan singer, listen to my voice. He was going to each senior devotee, all the devotees, and begging for blessings to sing this kirtan. And what a kirtan. Then Raghunandan, a personal intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. And he offered garlands, sandalwood, to each and every instrument. Because they are all Lord Chaitanya's paraphernalia. He was worshipping each kartal, each mridanga. And then he was worshipping with garlands and sandalwood every member of the kirtan, even though he was senior to all of them. And then he embraced them all, and they fell at his feet. What kind of kirtan is this? Narottam Das Thakur began, and the melodies were so sweet, and the emotions were so deep. The tempo was gradually building and building. And Narottam Das Thakur began to sing about Lord Chaitanya's feelings of Sri Radha's love and separation from Krishna. And when he was singing in that way through this kirtan, Janavadevi, tears were pouring from her eyes in ecstasy. And all the other devotees, they were shivering in ecstatic love. And the kirtan was so united. It was one heart, one voice among everyone as they were singing and they were dancing with their arms raised, chanting the holy name. Very similar to this story of the Prachetas, where they were performing their yajna, united in heart, the Lord appeared. So the yajna of Kali Yuga is Sankirtan. They were so united in heart while they were performing Sankirtan that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not resist. Suddenly, like a stroke of lightning in a cloud, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the middle of the kirtan with his beautiful, long, elongated arms raised, his molten gold complexion radiating in all directions, tears pouring from his eyes. He was chanting with the devotees, and a second later, there was Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Srivas, Advaita Prabhu, Mukunda, Haridas Thakur, Kulavecha Sridhar, Murari Gupta, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya who had passed from this world, from Vrindavan, from Puri, from Navadvip, from all the areas, they were all there together in ecstasy, chanting the holy names with all the simple devotees who were gathered at Kethari Gram. Advaita started dancing with his son, Achyutananda. Nityananda Prabhu started dancing with Narottam Das Thakur. Incredible. Gadadhar Pandit, in ecstasy.
ecstasy embrace and started dancing with Srinivas Acharya. It is explained in the Bhakti Ratnakar that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance showered ecstatic love upon the entire world. Nityananda Prabhu's dance made the world tremble in happiness. And Advaita Prabhu, he was dancing like a mad lion. What a kirtan. It was the ultimate fulfillment of everyone's desires. The highest benediction. Param vijayate sukrishna sankirtanam. The highest benediction in this world is that the Lord has appeared in his holy name to bestow all good fortune to everyone. Yes, this body, whoever we are, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But the eternal soul, if it takes shelter of the holy name and the association of devotees, the ultimate benediction comes upon us. As this festival of ultimate happiness was taking place, suddenly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya and whispered a secret in their ears, which to this day, I don't know if anyone knows. And then they disappeared. Everyone disappeared, except the devotees. And just as it was so happiness when they appeared, it was that much unhappiness when they disappeared. Please know that there were so many guests that were there that experienced this whole thing just because they were associating with devotees. And their hearts were overflooding with ecstatic love of God. During this kirtan, it is explained, blind people opened their eyes to see. And then after the kirtan, they were blind again, but they didn't. There was nothing else to see. They were totally happy. Deaf people could hear everything. Lame people were dancing. This is the power of the Lord's mercy when he appears within this world. Then he disappeared. And people were running. Where is Advaita? Where is Lord Chaitanya? They were falling on the ground. Separation on the spiritual platform is the deepest unity. Because in separation, our love for the eternal soul of someone goes so deep in our heart. And we are unified. The body is sacred because it's a temporary medium by which the souls of Vaishnavas can serve together and relate together. But when the body is no more, the love of the souls on the spiritual platform is forever. Janavadevi saw the urgency of the situation, and she was so intelligent. She called Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda, and said, "Today is holy. We should do holy for the deities and the devotees." So they brought these different colored powders and offered them to the Janavadevi, and Srinivas Acharya offered them to the deities. She was offering them. And then they offered it to the devotees in a very sweet way, in a Vrindavan way, not a Kurukshetra way. And they were chanting. The holy festival went on, and the kirtan was so sweet, they just kept chanting and chanting and chanting through the rest of the day, through the entire night they were chanting and singing, and then Mangal Arati. No one was tired. Janavadevi was infusing everyone with her glances. The holy name was the unity of hearts. This is sankirtan. After Mangal Arati, they all took their baths and started their puja and their bhajan and their sadhana. Janavadevi, what an example she was of a leader. She was the ultimate leader of that time, of our whole sampradaya. She took her bath,
She did her sadhana. Then she started to cook with her own hands, with some assistants. She cooked a wonderful feast and called all the senior devotees, all the junior devotees, all the middle devotees, everyone, guests. She called them all together. And Janaka Devi, with her own loving hands, personally served prasad to everyone. And Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya assisted her. And then after she served everyone to their full satisfaction, can you imagine the taste of the prasad cooked by Nityananda Prabhu's eternal Shakti? Please keep imagining. Then Janaka Devi served all the servers. And after serving all the servers, then she sold Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, Shamananda, who were the servants of the servants of the servers. And then after that, she ate a little. And that's how the great installation festival took place. Different gurus, different disciples, different generations, different ages, different backgrounds, different everything. Unity and diversity. They were one for the higher purpose. And these stories are there to teach us what is possible and ultimately what our responsibility is. I remember hearing a lecture of Srila Prabhupada. It was at a wedding. I think it was Hayagriva Prabhu and Shamadasi Mataji. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining a story of Mahatma Gandhi. He said Mahatma Gandhi and his wife got in a serious fight. And Mahatma Gandhi got so frustrated, he told his wife, "Get out! Out from my house!" So she cuffed him. Now I thought that was quite interesting. Because Mahatma Gandhi is the father of peace to so many people in the world, Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela, peace laureates, and they're all following him. Of course, Mahatma Gandhi got his concept from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the highest platform, civil disobedience here in Navadvip Dham. The Prabhupada's telling the story. Sometime later, Mahatma Gandhi comes out of the house, and he sees his wife sitting on the roadside. He said, "What are you still doing here?" He said, "Where am I going to go?" And he smiled and said, "All right, forget it." Srila Prabhupada said, "That's the secret. Whatever differences we have, forget it. It's not so important. In marriage, it's the sanctity of our unity in Krishna's service that has to always be focused on. Everything else is a detail which could be adjusted. In our relationships with each other, especially as leaders. What leaders do, the common people follow. If leaders are united and inspiring unity, then all the differences become details. But if we don't have that common cause, then the details become like mountains. Srila Prabhupada, he endured heart attacks, seasickness, strokes, poverty to begin this movement. What to speak of after people like us started becoming devotees, what he had to tolerate. He gave his life. He told us that he had shed buckets of blood for every devotee. And he said that in the spirit of how important it is to take care of each other and to honor and respect each other. Amanina manadena. That's what Srila Prabhupada did for us. And in his last days, he asked us to do something for him.
show our love for him by how we cooperate. Not only may it be difficult, it will be difficult, but that's how we could show our love. By taking shelter of the holy names, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and by creating a family based on this higher principle that will attract the whole world. And this spirit here in Sri Mayapur, we could do something that will spread throughout the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted people from Africa and America and Russia and Europe and everywhere will come with the Indian brothers and sisters will be chanting the holy names of Sri Sachinanda. Doesn't just mean different color, different shapes, and different background people are dancing together. It means our hearts are together to show our love for Prabhupada. And that will transform the whole world. That's our responsibility, to inspire that spirit. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai.